This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Yeah, good Erev Shabbos. I want to share with you an amazing piece in the Ben La'ashri of the Tzaddik of Ranana. The Pasuk says, Vayishar Ach Noyach. We know Ach is a miyot, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Kuf Ches Amid Beis, quoted by Rashi, the lion came and bit Noyach, and he broke his leg. So the Ben La'ashri wants to know, you know, Noyach worked so hard. He toiled so much, day and night, in supplying and supporting the animals, the oifos, the chayos, the behemos, all of creation. Why was he punished? Why was Noach punished? And he became a balmum. And even if you'll say, well, this is begeder, what Chazal say is Noira Alila al Bnei Adam, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not want Noach to be the one to be makriv karbonos, but rather shame. The Alku Ruveni says, in the name of the Yoinas Elam, the Ramami Pano, that Hashem wanted shame to bring karbonos because Avram Avinu would come out from him and Klal Yisrael would come out from him. And the Mekubalim say that in shame was the neshama of Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the first Kohen Gadol that was Meshamis in the Mishkan. And therefore Hashem wanted Noach to be a Balmon because he wanted shame to do that Avodah. Well, Noach also had great neshamas in him, as the Megal Amukai says in the name of the Arizal. In the end of Parshas Truma, it says the word Nechoishes. In the beginning of Tetzav, it says the word Vi'ata. You combine the words Nun, Ches, Shin, Tav, Ve'ata, Noach, Sheis, Moshe, that they're all from the same Shoresh. However, the Ben La'ashri says that when Noach came out of the Teva and the Satan was Meshtatif with him, Rachman Alatzan, in planting the Kerem, and he became Neshtaker, so that Neshama left him. And he left the Madrega of Ish Tzadik and became Ishwa Adama. But nevertheless, even though, yes, maybe the Ribbono Shel Olam did not want Noach to be the one to be makriv the karbonos, but there had to have been some reason why the Ribbono Shel Olam did not want Noach to be makriv the karbonos. Like we find by Moshe Rabbeinu, when he didn't want to do the mission of Hashem, and he said, Lama zeh shelachtanu, Hashem said, okay, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael, but nevertheless, it was only when Moshe Rabbeinu sinned b'mei meriva that's why he wasn't zeichet to go into Eretz Yisrael. So too by Noach, there had to have been some goyrem that's why Noach deserved that the lion should bite him, and then he would not be the one to be makriv the karbonos, and he would be a balmum. So the Ben La'ashri suggests as follows, and perhaps someone out there could find a basis for this. He quotes the Yamin Yosef, that the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Kuf Ches Amud Beis. Three were Meshamish in the Teva, three had relations on the Teva, and one of them was the Oirev. And the Yamin Yosef says, and I don't know what the basis of this is, maybe someone has a makar, that Noach was Choshed, that the Oirev was Meshamish B'she'enoi Minoi. Now, we find in the Gemara says, the Oirev was circling the Teva because the Oirev suspected Noach of being Meshamish with his Benzog. So the Oirev suspected Noach, but where do we find that Noach suspected the Oirev of being Meshamish B'she'enoi Minoi? But that's what the Yamin Yosef brings down. An interesting sefer, the Yamin Yosef, was written by Rabbi Yosef Binyamin Shimonovitz. But again, if somebody out there knows the source of this idea that Noach suspected the Oirev of being Meshamish B'she'enoi Minoi. Now we know from the Gemara in Shabbos, Tzadik Zayin Amar Aleph, that someone who is Choshed B'ksheirim is stricken with their body. So because Noach was Choshed B'ksheirim on the Oirev, this was the Siba that the Ari was Shoyled over Noach to bite him, and instead his son became the Kayin, Malki Tzadik Shem, and the, so to speak, the Chisaron in Noach was Choshed B'ksheirim, Choshed B'ksheirim, Loike B'gufai. Wishing everyone an amazing Shabbos.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.